Okay, today's minhag is, this is a real minhag. This is like as far as minhagim go, this is the real deal. But we don't do it now anymore. It's recorded in Yerdeil in Shulchan Aruch. You're not allowed to drink water at the moment when the season changes. There are four seasons in the year. There is spring, summer, fall, winter. They announce it on the radio. Listen to the radio. Today is the first day of summer. Sun begins exactly at 6 o'clock. Whatever it is, they tell you the exact time. It could be it's even printed. I think it's printed in the calendars. Good calendar, the Jewish calendar, Luach, the Torah calendar, it tells you exactly when called the Tkufa. The Tkufa. What?
It says
Hatkufa. The Tkufa begins on this day at this time. How long is the time? A second. And halacha, it's not really clear in halacha if we recognize seconds. We recognize regoim. A rega, I think, is 3.5 seconds. Is that correct? Or 3 seconds? A rega in halacha is 3 seconds, 3.5 seconds. Okay, you'd be machmer for a minute. Maybe your watch is not perfect. Your time of clock, check your cell phone to know the exact time. In some of the calendars, it's printed that the tkufa, summer will begin on this day at this time, 10:30 in New York. At 10:30, you look at the good calendars, in 33 seconds, summer begins. So at 10:30, a minute before and after, it's brought down in Yerideya. They even have the exact chapter and verse, of where it's brought down, where it says this. Let me just see where my notes are. Right down over here. No, it's not this. It's not this. It is this. Okay, Shulchan Aruch Yerideya. Simen, Kuf. Zayin, Sif Hey. It says in the Ramah, Minhag Pashut. This is Minhag Pashut. Shaloy Lishtar Smayim Bishas Hatkufa. At the moment when the seasons change, don't drink water. V'chein Kosu HaKadmoinim. And so did the early ones write, V'ein Lishanois. Don't play games. Don't make any exceptions to this time. Are you familiar with this minhag?
Yeah.
What?
Do you
fulfill this minhag?
No.
You don't fulfill this minhag. Okay.
For reasons which you will explain.
Okay. So, but this is a real minhag. What is the reason for this mysterious minhag? So I have two sets of reasons. One comes from the Avudraham. It's a fascinating Avudraham. Blew my mind. Never knew this until yesterday. What happened at the Tkufa of Nisan in ancient times, in the time of the Torah, when summer began? And that's time of spring. What happened? What happened in the time of the Torah, at the time when spring began? In Egypt, the first Makkah occurred. Makkah Stan. Moshe Rabbeinu, who's the Makkah? Aaron or Moshe? Forgot.
Aaron
hit the Yam, and the Yam turned into... Wait, that was Ophir. I got confused.
No, Aaron turned into the Yam. The
Kenan.
The
what? Who did Moshe did the Dam?
No.
Aaron did the dam?
Aaron did the first three
matas. Aaron put his mata into the yam. The yam turned into blood. You know when that occurred? You know when he did that? According to the Medrash, according to the Avudram, he did it in the tradition. I don't know if it was a Medrash. It's a tradition. He put the stick into the Nile, exactly at the moment of spring. When spring began, that moment, and it turned into blood. And that had an effect for all the generations, Ad Hayom Azeh, when spring begins, the effect of Aaron dipping his matah into the water, into the Nile, it causes some nitzitz, some spark, whatever this means, whatever history repeats itself, the blood has a taste, the water has a taste of blood. Haflev ofella. And therefore, if you happen to be holding a cup of water, at the beginning of spring, the matter of iron is turning that water into blood. You may not see it, you may not realize it, but it's happening. There is some spark of blood that's in that water, and for you to drink that water, it's bikuach nevesh, sakonis nefashos, don't drink the water, spill it out. Okay, that is that one moment, 1 second. Now halacha, I told you, halacha does not recognize seconds. Halacha recognizes regoim, which I believe is 3 seconds, or 3.5 seconds.
Call a chelek is Three and a third seconds.
A chelik. The smallest amount of time halach recognizes three and a third. A three and a third? Yeah, three and a third seconds. Okay, so be machmir for 4 seconds, just in case.
Okay. I assume you're going to get to this, but the whole problem is we don't know when the tekufa really is.
No, we do know when the tekufa really is. Of course we know when the tekufa is.
I know, it's published in all the accounts.
So give or take a minute. So you want to be machmir, so go be machmir for a whole minute if you're not exactly sure of the second.
You missed a second.
What?
If you don't know, you missed a second.
So the whole minute, don't drink water. We know and know. Okay. No one says that we don't know. At least not I've seen it. I only looked at one sefer to see this minute. But as far as I know, that's not the issue. We know exactly when the beginning of spring is, without any doubt. This is a scientific calculation based upon the sun. We know exactly when it is, and you don't drink water during the beginning of spring because of the Mata Aron that is transforming water into blood. Why don't you drink water during the summertime? When summer, it was announced in the radio, today is the first day of summer. It's in the calendars. Why? Because that was the moment, the beginning of summer was the moment Moshe Rabbeinu was instructed, the sixth parsha, to speak to the rock. Hashem told Moshe, Moshe, speak to the rock and have the rock bring forth water. And what happened? Moshe made a mistake. He took the mat and he hit the rock. And it says in the Chazal, I don't know where it says this, that blood came out. When he began to sin, water eventually began to gush. Before the water began to gush, as he hit the rock, drops of blood began to come out of the rock because of Moshe's mistake. How could he hit the rock? He should speak. That blood occurs every single year at the moment when summer begins. Therefore, if you have a cup of water in your hands, don't drink that water. There's blood in that water. Pour it out. Next, what about the fall? Why can't you drink water in the fall? Because, fascinating, the Akedah began. The moment that Avram Avinu picked up the knife, Lishchot Espino, you see the Akedah of the davening, Vayikach Avram Es Macheles, Lishchot Bino, he picked up the knife at the moment of fall. And the blood dripped with blood. Miraculous blood. He didn't actually Keshach Yitzchak. That's what it says! I'm telling you, the Avudram, you can't argue.
The aisle.
Therefore, beginning of fall, Sakana. No, it says... It says Lishchot Espinoy. No, it says Lishchot Espinoy, that the Sakin, the Macheles, as he picked it up, his Kavana was to bring it down upon Yitzchak, a drop of blood came from, and that blood got mixed into the waters of the world, and that blood, that recurs every single year. Every single year, no. Okay, I know there are conflicting midrash and having Rosh Hashanah, so maybe Rosh Hashanah happened then, meeting a fall. I don't know, it's very complicated. Is it possibly okay? I don't know. This is what it says. You have to work out all the details, and there are conflicting midrashim. We know that there are many midrashim which disagree with each other, so it's not necessarily kasha if you find something that says fakir. What about winter? What happened in winter? And this is amazing. This you would never guess. This was the Haftarah. This Haftarah was it wasn't, it was 2 weeks ago, the Haftarah of Yiftach Hagilad. This Haftarah of
last
Haftarah? Last after was Yiftach Hagiladi, I don't remember. Okay, where's Chukas? Yiftach Hagiladi, fascinating. What happened? What did Yiftach say that if I'm successful in this battle, the first thing, object that comes out of my house will be offered as a sacrifice to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What came out of his house when he came home? His daughter. Did he actually sacrifice his daughter? Pash says not. His daughter was left alone. But according to this Maamar Chazal, we don't know what this means. You have to read in the Sefer Shoftim. It's extremely complicated and very mysterious with the whole parashat Pelah, what it means altogether. But it says that he did, according to this Medrash Avudim, he did. He slaughtered his daughter. He offered his daughter as a sacrifice. And this took place at the beginning of winter. And the blood from the Shechita of his daughter got mixed into the water at that moment in time. And this reoccurs every single year at the beginning of winter. So therefore, the bottom line is, you're not allowed to drink water at the moment of the change of the tekufa, because of history, because there are four different events which occurred at the beginning of each of the seasons in our history, and these events reoccur, and it is a sakana. Ad kedekach salmon, that even if you have water, even if you have a whole container of water, and the water was exposed, it was not attached to its natural source, to a river, to a well, to a spring, it has to be poured out if it was exposed during the tekufa, during the time when the tekufa changed. That's one approach. Another reason, more Kabbalistic reason, is because there are malachim and shemayim that are appointed to guard over the seasons. There's a malach that stands guard over the world during the season of the winter. There's a guardian angel for the season of the summer, a guardian angel for the fall and for the spring. And there's the changing of the guards. The changing of the guards occurs at the end of the tkufa. One leaves, one comes in. We all know if you work a little bit, you know, you time to change shift. So now everyone is so makbid that there should be someone there. You're not allowed to leave until the next shift arrives. I'm not being paid to stay a minute later. They want to come late. Too bad for them. Let them come late. I'm leaving. The new shift will arrive when they come. So there's a moment of the changing of the guards when there's no one there. That split second when the season changes, the malach left, the new malach did not yet come, he'll come the next second, that rega, 3.5 seconds, there's no one that's protecting the world. There's no guardian angel. It's a sakana to drink the water. Fascinating. Okay, another reason. Third reason, this is even more spooky, is just like on Rosh Hashanah, what do we do on the first night of Rosh Hashanah? Eat the head of a fish, you eat a pomegranate, you eat all these different simonim. I spent this past year Rosh Hashanah by real Sfardim. I ate Rosh Hashanah night, the real deal. And I was baffled. The things that they did, the simonim milsa, these strange things that they were eating, what they were doing, all these funny things. I was like, what in the world is going on? Where am I? This is their tradition, simonim milsa. You do things in Rosh Hashanah for a good simon. Just like there's a simon at the beginning of the year, there's a simon for the beginning of each tkufa. Each tkufa, you want to do something that should be a good simon. Water has no taste. You don't want to drink water. You want to drink something sweet. Something that it should be a good simon. Therefore, drinking water is not a good simon. It's not a good idea. You should not do this at the beginning of the tkufa. Okay, so why is it a sakana? Just not a good simon? I don't know. It's a sakana. Those are the three major approaches of why we do not, why it's brought down. Mamash sakana, because of the English, tkufas, there's no, what?
The English, they say the season begins on usually the 21st. That's not the tkufa of our tkufa.
Okay, I don't know the details. You have
that
to know.
That's one of the things I alluded uh-huh. to before.
Okay, okay. Okay, it could be. There are different tkufas. There's a Jewish tkufa, non-Jewish tkufa.
I could spend an hour on this, but when we start saying Talavata, it's supposed to be 60 days after Tkufas Tishrei.
Yeah.
We and...
It's corrupt. The calendar is corrupt.
That the fall season starts September 20th or so.
Okay.
It should be November 20th. We wait till December 4th or 5th. Why do we wait so long?
Yeah.
Because we're basing it on the Julian calendar, not okay. the Gregorian calendar.
Okay.
And there's a whole...
Okay, yeah, fine. So let's be machmer. Let's do both. The Julian and the Gregorian calendar. We do both Tkufas.
Both.
And then... Okay, I hear. Okay, I'm not familiar. Could be.
If you're talking
okay.
about the exact time...
Okay, I didn't see this discussed. It could be you're 100% correct. It could be another reason. Now comes the issue, why don't we do this as manazet? Now you should know, not so posh, you don't do this, not so posh that we don't do this. I'm sure there are people that are into this. No, it could be even though they don't do it, it could be that they're the old time shuls that they announce it. That Kufa, like on Shabbos, they announce that Kufa will be this week. There are still some of those traditional...
I've seen the printed on calendars.
And there are some of the old-timers that will announce it
with
and sure
time,
people don't do it. All right, whatever it is. Now, the reason why these are Kabbalistic in Yanim, the reason why we don't do this is another reason that there's an Eitzah. The Eitzah is Barzel. If you put Barzel, iron, I don't know what this is all about. I have no idea the significance in the water... Or you cover the water with Barzel, you don't have to worry. The Barzel protects the water. And that basically is the reason why we don't do this today, is because today everything is Barzel. First of all, the sink and the pipes where all our water comes from, it's all metal. I don't know, Barzel literally means iron, it means metal. Everything, the entire, all of the water system is all built with metal. And that itself is the tikkun. Is the shmira for the sakana of the tkufa. Furthermore, even if there is no barzel, every structure, if you have hinges, if the door to your home, if the hinges on your wooden door is made from metal, that means you're protected by barzel. If the door is wood, the lock, the doorknob, the lock is barzel, it's shmira, the barzel is a shmira. If there are metal nails holding up the walls of your house, there is barzel, that is Shmira, so there is nothing to us. Since today we live in a world where we are completely surrounded with Barzel, we have nothing to worry about. Other reason given is because it's only when it's pure water. If the water is mixed with salt, today all of our water is treated. You don't even realize how many things are fluorine, and there are other things that are treated. Since the water is treated, it goes through a very complex filtering system. Baruch Hashem. What?
Not New York City.
No, New York City.
New City water is, quote, so good it doesn't need to be.
No, but they do certain things to the water. There are, if the water is treated, whatever it is, it's not pure water. And therefore the water has been treated different. It's no longer together pure water. There's nothing to worry about when it comes to. Also, the water is protective. It's sealed. Bottled water. If water is sealed, it's also a shmira. You have nothing to worry about. And that's pretty much it. Now, and let me just see if I left anything out. Okay, no, that's pretty much that. By the way, no, it's brought down in the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. The Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, it's not brought down, the Rambam brings it down. It's nowhere in Shas. Doesn't say this anywhere in the Talmud Bavli, about the Tkufa, about the word Tkufa, but it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch in Yerodea. It's also brought down by Mayim Shalonu by Pesach. Let's say you have the Mishnah Berurah talk. What's happening? If you have water that was what's mayim shel Pesach? When you prepare matzah, you take mayim, has to come out of the source, and you let the water stand overnight so it should cool. Because if the water is too cold or too hot, it can cause the wheat, the flour, to turn into chametz. You have mayim shelonu, which stayed overnight idle, just rested in one location. What happens if the mayim shelonu stayed overnight of the tkufa? The water wasn't a big vat, and they're making this inevitable. You make matzah since Hanukkah time. So you're going to go, you're going to pass through spring at some point in time, and the water isn't a big vat. It's now the tkufa. Oh, so the water has to be spilled out, and you're going to use this water, which is a sakana, to make the matzah? How could you possibly do that? So some say, yeah, you could, because shomer mitzvah lo yeda davara. Others say it's not so pasha. You shouldn't sell such matzah. So you have to put barzel, and it could be they do this in the place that you have to put inside. You have to put barzel, and this is what the Mishnah Berurah talks about. Put in barzel or cover it to protect the water from the tkufa. So the Mishnah Berurah, which is only written about 100 years ago, already he says you have to do this. You got to take care of this when it comes to matzah. Cover the water because of the tkufa, or put barzel in the water. But again, the Kiddush Shulchan Aruch brings us down. You should be careful. We have not heard of this. I never heard of this. We have heard of this. And basically because we're surrounded by metal. Wherever we go, there's metal, and the metal protects us from the tkufa. Okay, we'll stop here.